First of all, how did you get this part?
I was asked to read this script and to choose between Bette and Tina if I responded to Bette or Tina. And it was just offered to me, the part was offered to me. Oh. And I responded more to Bette at the time because she seemed so complicated in a way. Yeah. Like, you know, that she's very kind of tough and, not tough, but very sort of in control, very sure of herself. And but I felt like inside there was a different person that was much more insecure, and I thought that would be interesting to play.
Right. Did you find any similarity between you and Bette?
Only that we're both bossy, but she's not. Yeah.
Okay. How and what kind of things did you research about lesbian life and gay life?
You know what? I didn't really research that much about lesbian life or gay life.
Really?
I didn't. Because I really didn't. Like, if you look at the scenes, you don't really need to. Like, you're sitting around having a cup of coffee with your girlfriends. Like,
yeah.
What do I need to know about lesbian life? Like, I can sit around and have coffee with my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
But in a way, the sex isn't even really that different. Again, it's funny because when I was researching the role, I did all the research on what it means to run a museum. I did all the research on being impassioned by art, and studied art, and studied the museum life, and what it takes to raise money to run a museum, all of that stuff for the pilot, for the first script. And then it came the week where I was supposed to do a love scene. I thought, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't want the lesbian audience to watch the scene and go, oh, she's so nuts. Like, that's so wrong. We would never do that. And then I started thinking about it because it really, I didn't know what to do. I just didn't know what to do. And then I started thinking about it more as a scene. And I realized that it was just about these people who had sort of separated and they weren't getting along. And the scene was really about them reconnecting. So how my action is to try to reconnect with my partner. And in a way, it doesn't matter if they're male or female. It's just how do you reconnect. And then there's just mechanics. You know, and the creator of the show was gay and the director of the pilot was gay. So I had asked them, like, what do you do? Blah, 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 blah. And then I would offer my suggestions, like, because you know as a woman what you want done to you by a man. Mm-hmm. And it's not all that different, really.
Oh, so
it's not, I mean, no, I'm not, from what I can tell, no.
Okay.
Not really. Like, all the things that men and women do together, like, you know, think of everything that men and women do together, you know, women and women can do together, you know. So it's just, and that makes you realize that sex is simply about connecting with another person, or about intimacy, or it's not about the secret society.